Sure appreciate that song this morning. I'm so thankful for the truth in that song and the part that says, "He really cares when your head is bowed low." He really does, folks. He knows our thoughts. He sees our tears. He understands us. He knows all about us. And I'm thankful for that. And as out your prayers this morning, I have some thoughts somewhat related to some of the parts of that song there. But I want to talk about prayer first, and it'll lead to something else. Prayer in general it's a wonderful privilege that we have to connect with the Lord, to draw closer to Him, to learn more about Him, to petition Him for help, because we are human and He is God. And there's a lot of other things, purposes for prayer. And this morning, I'm going to solicit some help from you all this morning. I want to write some examples on the board. I would like some ideas of things that we pray for. It's not hard, it's not complicated. And if it's too private a thing you don't want to share, that's fine. But there's some generic things, and I'm going to write a couple on the board just to kind of get us going, but I would like some more input from you all, too. So one example would be, and we've heard about it this morning already, some folks that have sought the Lord for wisdom, guidance. These are things that we pray for. What are some more things? Anyone?
Comfort.
Comfort, yes.
That's right.
Comfort.
Souls.
Souls, that's right. Okay. Souls.
Peace.
Peace, yes, very good. We just sang about that too. What's that?
Healing.
Sorry?
Healing.
Oh, healing, yes, healing. That's a big one. Healing of all sorts. Sure.
Grace,
yes, very good.
Patience,
yes.
Safety,
very good. And it goes along with safety, perhaps, but intervention?
Yes.
Marriage, yes. Will you say relationships?
Yes.
That's a good one. How about sometimes in situations we pray for, Lord, give me some more hope in the situation. Protection, yes. Very good. And so many things we need the Lord's protection from today, more than just physical. A lot of evil out there.
Righteousness.
Right. Yes, righteousness. Okay. Just going to abbreviate that one. What's go
vision.
Ahead? Vision, yes, very good. Okay.
Told us to pray for the rulers of our nation.
Okay.
I don't know how you title that.
Pray for leaders. How's that? Is that good? And something thinking of applies a lot of ways. Unity. Anything else? Yes, yes. Sometimes we need some more love. That's right. Well, that's several, and maybe that's, I'll put one more on here. Sometimes we need some inspiration. And that can go to a lot of things. But and I know there's a lot more, and thank you all for your input. But this is, I think, a good list. We could write several more things on there. But when we think about praying and praying for these things, you know, at any given time, do we know exactly what to pray for? Let me rephrase it this way. Sometimes in life, the way circumstances or situations arise, it's very obvious. Like, if we're fixing to have an accident or we see someone fixing to get harmed, we pray, Lord, please have mercy, safety, intervention, whatever. So a lot of things, it's pretty obvious. We know what to pray for, okay? It's pretty easy. And there's sometimes a situation will present itself where we just feel a great need of whatever it is, and we'll, like we're running short on some of these things, whatever it may be. We're like, Lord, I need some more of that, you know. So again, those are things that we know to pray for. But what about things that we're unaware of, or that simply we're oblivious to, or we don't understand something, we don't see it, whatever the case is? You realize there's things that we encounter that we don't really know to pray for that, because we're human. We don't know everything. And maybe it's a situation where there's danger lurking right around the corner, whether it's physical danger or spiritual danger, and we're totally unaware, totally oblivious to it, but God sees it, okay? And we're going to get to that here in a little bit. But thinking of some of these things, we're just going to circle a few. Say you don't realize, like, the safety part. We don't realize that we're in need of some safety, or that we need some guidance in a situation. We don't see that there's a need, like, oh, I'm doing just fine, I've got this figured out. Or maybe there's some healing that we don't realize something's really affected us for a long time, and we need the Lord to heal us of that. We don't really see or understand that. But in those situations, you know, sometimes the devil, he will, there's a lot of things he'll do. Say, like, he'll tempt us, say something happens and we've had some negative effects from that. Well, the devil would like to tell us, well, you know what? Maybe God just doesn't care about you. You know, maybe he didn't hear anyone's prayers because he's not really alive anyway. You know, the devil will tell you all kinds of things. Or he'll just, again, say that, well, you know, he doesn't really care about you. You've been forgotten. You just forgot to pray, and so, you know, you're a bad person, or whatever the case is. But, you know, there's some of these things where it seems really obvious, like we know the answer to something, we know that Satan is going to lie to us, but sometimes it helps to just remind ourselves of some truths in God's Word, and I'm just going to read a couple of scriptures here before we get started too far. But in Psalms it says, like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him, for he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust. And you think of an earthly father and how much care and concern and protection he wants to provide. He wants to meet the needs of his family, and especially a helpless child. He's not going to forget that he has a child, okay? A mother doesn't either. But in this case, it's saying, like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. So the reminder is, God has not forgotten us this morning, okay? Something may have happened, it may feel like God has forgotten us, but God hasn't, all right? Because we are his children. It's a promise, like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. He's going to pity us, those that fear him, that consider him as our heavenly father, okay? And he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust. The point of that is, God understands the fact that we as humans Maybe we have forgotten to pray about something. Or again, we don't know, we're not aware of the need, so we don't know to pray for it. But again, Satan will come along and go, well, because this and this happened, you know, God's forgotten about you and you forgot to pray. Or he may take it to another level. Maybe the devil will tell us, you know, you prayed, but you didn't pray the right prayer. You didn't use the right words. Because look what happened because you didn't pray right. Has the devil ever, maybe it's just been with me, but I've had some instances like that. I'm like, well, Lord, I prayed about this, and now it still turned out like, in my mind, like it didn't turn out how I wanted it to. And the devil come along and go, yeah, you just didn't pray right. You just didn't seek the Lord long enough. You didn't use the right words, or you didn't, whatever, you didn't, you know, just try to put the blame on me and make me feel guilty like I'm the bad person. And again, make me feel like God has neglected me and that I'm just out there by myself, just floating aimlessly around with no point of direction in my life. But folks, that doesn't have to be true. And it isn't true because God cares about us as his children. Okay. So another thing is the devil would like to use some of those accusations, fear tactics, to where it would hinder our faith, where maybe we start praying less or less fervency or whatever, like, well, you know, prayer didn't really work that time, so why should I? And the devil would love to feed that flame, all right, fan that flame, like, you know, it's not working. It's like, you know, this happened, that happened. And again, we feel like things aren't going the right way and it's not working out like I had hoped. But let's remind ourselves that we're still human and God is still God and we are still human. But what I'm thankful for this morning is God has an answer for all of this. Okay. Again, there's all kinds of things we can pray about. And sometimes we know to pray about those things. Other times we don't know to pray. Or maybe when we do pray about it, we don't have the words for it. We don't know what to say. We don't know how to feel about it sometimes. We don't know what to say about it either. But I want to turn and read an answer that God has for all of this. It's found in Romans, the 8th chapter. I'll read verses 26 and 27. It says here, likewise the Spirit also, likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Thank the Lord that this is true, okay? So I want to write the title on the board this morning. Intercession of the Holy Spirit. And I'm thankful we have that available to us, that we can take advantage of this intercession of the Holy Spirit. Because truly, I want to read another translation of these two scriptures I just read. And notice what it's saying here. It says, and the Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness. For example, we don't know what God wants us to pray for all the time. But the Holy Spirit prays for us with groanings or sighs that cannot be expressed in words. And the Father, who knows all hearts, knows what the Spirit is saying. For the Spirit pleads for us believers in harmony with God's own will. Thank the Lord again that that is true this morning. Because, quite frankly, there are times we don't know how to pray. We don't know what words to use. We don't even know how to think about a situation. We don't know how to approach a situation. Because we're human. But we have an intercessor. The Holy Spirit is interceding for us because through God's infinite wisdom and knowledge of everything on the face. He understands our thoughts. He understands our motives. He knows everything about our past. He knows everything about our present. He understands our frame and he knows that we are but dust because we're just humans. Okay. He understands all of that. But that doesn't stop anything positive or good and wholesome from happening on our behalf. Because the Holy Spirit is interceding for us, even though it doesn't use maybe audible words, but just groanings and sighs. That's the best way the writer, Apostle Paul, knew how to express it. Because when we're groaning and we're sighing, there's something behind it. Is there not? Yes, there is. If you groan or sigh, there's something behind that, isn't there? Do you realize God knows what's behind those groanings and those sighs? And the Holy Spirit does the same thing, and God knows exactly what's behind the Holy Spirit's groanings and sighs in our behalf? Because the Holy Spirit understands us just as God understands us. They understand us better than we understand ourselves or each other. The Holy Spirit is able to discern and interpret and understand every aspect about us. Thank the Lord for that truth this morning. Now, I want to do something as a little demonstration here. I want to How many of you all are good at Connect Four? All right. I got a little game up here, Connect Four. And I'm going to try something. So, Connect Four is it's a fun game that people of all ages can play. So I'm going to set this up here real quick. See if I can get this assembled properly. And when you play Connect Four, there is some basic rules behind it. I'm going to set it up here. We can see it. The basic rules are, you guys understand that each person takes a turn. And so, you know, you drop a red one in here, drop a black one in here, do a red one. And the object of the game is to get four in a row. Okay? So, pretty simple. Yes, sorry. Thank you. Thank you very much. Four in a row of the same color. For example, I'll just do one here just to, as a quick demonstration. Make it easy here. So I got four red ones in a row, and I guess I need to throw another black one in there. So anyway, so red, Connect Four. Everyone see that? Everyone knows how to play, okay? So now I want to do something. Change this up just a little bit. What if we cover up one side? You think that's fair? I'm going to cover your side. So the point is, what we're going to demonstrate here a little bit, is in life, there are situations, circumstances, you name it, things that we don't understand, we don't see, but yet we feel compelled to go on in life, right? We can't just stop. Life just goes on. So, we can have something here. I'm going to see how good you are. See if you guys can
remember.
See how quick thinking you guys are. Okay? Got to get my hands loaded here. Got to take a drink, too. Get some energy here. So, we got to make sure and do this right. So, y'all ready? Let's see how good you guys are. Let's see if I can do this here and not make a big mess. So, Have I got Connect Four yet? Anybody? What's that? Maybe diagonally? Okay. Any other guesses out there? Says we got a red one. Okay. Anyone think we have a black one already? Okay. So the fact of the matter is, it's almost impossible. I mean, granted, I'm sure there's some exceptions out there. So the truth of the matter is, we had one, a black one at the very beginning, like right off the bat. I don't think anyone maybe caught that. Yes, we did get a red one at an angle later. Okay. But that seems rather unfair, doesn't it? I'm like, okay, well, how? What's the connection here? So here is a connection. And in a lot of ways, this is really a poor analogy because none of us can comprehend being on the level of the Holy Spirit, okay? But if by chance we had someone, like we had a couple folks sitting right up here on the front row, and I'm putting one at a time in here, okay? And just, you know, going along here, putting one in. And say one person is taking notes and a little diagram, and they know exactly, they see where I'm putting them, and they're taking notes, and they're sharing it with the person next to them. Hey, I think this is what's going on here, you know, this is what they're... So they're being very intentional, very observative, they're trying to connect everything, you know, make the diagram out where it makes sense. That's one example, all right, of the Holy Spirit being next to someone, all right? Another level of that would be, I'm the one putting some pieces in here, and I have a little earpiece, so to speak, and I'm telling the person next to them exactly where I'm putting each piece, okay? So it's like, well, that sounds like it's cheating. Because I'm seeing everything I'm doing. The other person there that's trying to guess, but they have no clue. But the person next to them, like the Holy Spirit, is giving, you know, showing them some diagrams, whispering in the ear, hey, this is what's going on. And I have an earpiece, and I'm talking to that person that has the notes and the diagram. And I'm feeding information to them as well. Though you don't see everything, but yet you know something is happening. Some connection is taking place over here. Okay? So I'm using that little analogy to say that we have the intercession of the Holy Spirit. When everything looks like I have no clue, and I can't decipher it, and I've got confused, I forgot, wait, which one over here? But yet, there's someone beside you that has a direct connection to God. The Holy Spirit, all right? And you say the Trinity, the God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, but they are working together, helping us through life, okay? Giving us instruction, giving us tips, giving us, if you want to call it, an advantage, trying to ultimately win the battle of life against Satan. Win this war against our souls where we can start connecting the dots, so to speak, making a connection. Oh, well, there's one there and here's one there. By faith, I know it's true because God's shared that with me. Though I still may not see it. Now, occasionally in life, maybe God does give us a glimpse where we can see some more connections that have been made. But the point is, we're human. We don't always see everything. We don't. But through faith and through the Holy Spirit working on our behalf, making intercessions for us that we don't even understand what the Holy Spirit's saying sometimes, but God knows what the Holy Spirit is saying, and God is making decisions, and He's making changes, and He's talking to hearts over here, and using the Holy Spirit to talk to someone else over there, and He's working things, as this next scripture says, working things for our good. Okay, that's what Romans 8:28 says. We're not going to focus on that scripture this morning, but that's the ultimate goal here, is to work all these things for our good in our life that we might win this race of life. Okay, that we might win with victories in our souls where Satan is defeated and we've conquered him through Jesus and through the power of the Holy Spirit. So again, that's kind of just a crude example this morning with Connect Four. But my burden here this morning is that the Holy Spirit is working. Even when we don't see it necessarily, we may not feel it at times, we may not see things coming together or you know, witness a miracle here or a miracle there, but just little tidbits here and there, and yet God is still working, okay? And He's still, pieces are still being dropped, so to speak. You know, things are still happening in our life, and God's saying, okay, I got something for you over here, all right? Now, here's another one over here, and we're like, well, okay, I don't under... But the Lord is constant. He's not a stagnant God where He's just standing there, stone-faced, no thoughts about us, no power to do anything in our behalf, but no, God is well able to intervene in our behalf. And all these things that we pray about, sometimes maybe it seems overwhelming because I can honestly sometimes, have you ever felt this way? It's like, you know what, right now I feel the need of this, 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 this. Do you understand the point? Sometimes that's life. And it's like, I don't know where to start praying and stop praying. Like, I could pray 24/7 and still not make any headway. Have you ever felt that way sometimes? You know, God understands that we're human, and sometimes we will feel that way. Or maybe sometimes we prayed about something for hours on end, or days on end, or weeks on end, or years on end. And it seems like nothing's happening. You realize even in those instances, the Holy Spirit is interceding for us. And God understands what's going on in our mind and in our soul and in our whole life. That He understands that. And the Holy Spirit is going, oh, Lord, Heavenly Father, we need to help. We need to do such. And so God is moved on His throne, and He starts revealing some things. He starts moving over here. He starts giving us, sometimes we're over here like, give me some inspiration. Or maybe it's, I need, Lord, increase my faith. So here's another thing, faith. Maybe there's some faith, Lord, I've battled with such and such for so long, and I don't see how this will ever change. You realize the Holy Spirit is interceding for us, saying, that's what they're feeling right now. They feel hopeless. They need some more faith. And they'll pray about it, and maybe nothing changes. God understands why we're tempted just to stop praying about it. God understands that too, through the intercession of the Holy Spirit. That's how He understands. But I want to read that scripture again. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And He that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because He maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. What's the will of God? Yes, for us to be saved, but ultimately to stay saved and to win the victory. to run through the gates of heaven with victory, okay? That we all make it there together. But in the meantime, Satan's going to come along and whisper to us that, well, you haven't prayed long enough, or you're not using the right prayers, or you're not a good enough person, God's not even going to hear your prayers. Or maybe you've prayed too much and God's weary of hearing about that. You realize Satan will feed all kinds of those lies to us. But it doesn't change the fact that amidst all these lies and the confusion, the fear, intimidation that Satan's trying to use on us because he wants to destroy us, by the way, we have someone that's on our side, willing to sit next to us with a little pad, so to speak, and a pen, and have connection with the Lord and through the Holy Spirit, and intervene and whisper to us and encourage us and comfort us and counsel us and guide us in decisions. Something else may come up and we're like, well, I don't know. Well, where's that? How's that going to affect that? And the Holy Spirit will whisper to us, well, why don't you try this? Have you ever had that happen before? That a thought will like come out of nowhere, so to speak. You've been struggling with something and you've been praying about it. You just feel like you're kind of stagnant in that situation. Like, I don't know what else to do. And then out of the blue, sometimes it may be a phone call that somebody calls you, or a text that somebody texts you. Or when you're praying, it's like this little gentle, soft voice says, why don't you try this? You ever had that happen? That's the Holy Spirit interceding for us, realizing, understanding the struggles that we're having, okay? I'm going to share just a couple of personal examples, maybe not in great depth, but just to give an idea. I know I've had some conversations with different ones over the years. I've connected with other people that, for instance, that have lost loved ones at a young age, whether it be a parent or a sibling or so on and so forth. But, you know, in talking with other people, I realized that everyone's situation is a little different. Because I remember as I was young, a child, as a young teenager, there were some things that I didn't realize everything that was going on. As a child, you're limited. Like, you can't comprehend everything. Your understanding, your comprehension is just not as the highest level as an adult is. But there were times I didn't even know what to pray for. And you know, it wasn't until like maybe years later I'm like, I hardly even prayed about such and such because I wasn't aware of it. I didn't know to pray about that. I didn't know that there were some deeper issues to even deal with. But as I got older, some issues started coming up. And the Lord started showing me some things like, well, such and such happened when you were younger. You didn't know what to do with those things. But you know what I found in looking back over my life? I realized that the Holy Spirit was actually interceding for me that whole time. And I had no clue. And part of that was I wasn't able to not just comprehend, but even handle some of those things. That God knew the process. He knew who I was. He knew my capabilities, my understanding, my intellect, all those different things, my circumstances. He knew the people that would be in my life. And so he set things up sometimes. We set certain people in my life at certain places in my life. And I didn't realize what was going on. But the Holy Spirit was interceding for me, guiding me, directing me, because I didn't know what to do. I didn't know even how to ask for things. That may sound weird, but folks, it's true. I didn't know I was in need of certain things. I'm like, I didn't know to ask. I didn't know that was an issue. I didn't know whatever. But the Lord understood that through the intercession of the Holy Spirit. Because he's right there sitting next to me, so to speak, understanding what I'm going through, okay, and interceding to the Father saying, Father, we need something. We need something now. Excuse me. And just going to fast forward. As an adult, I'm sure you all have had cases like this too. And I mentioned this before, but sometimes things will come up where it's like, I didn't see that coming. I've never experienced ... fill in the blank, this before. Never heard of it in my life. Maybe heard of it a few times in someone else's life, but it's always different. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it always seems unique in the situation we're in. And so even as an adult, it's like, wow. You see it. You recognize it. But it's like, I don't know what to do about this. I've never been here before. Maybe I've heard people talk about some similar situations, but it's like, I got to scratch my head on this one. And I don't even know, what do I pray for, Lord? I'll start with this one. I'll start with that one. I'm like, well, I don't know. And then maybe I'll try here. Maybe I'll just be quiet for a while. And then maybe pray some more. Like, we don't know sometimes. You realize God understands that too? And he's not going to, if we're confused about something and we don't want to move or get out of place, you know, it's wise just to stand still and let God move and let God talk to us. Let God do some working sometimes and let him talk to us with his gentle, still, small voice like Elijah heard in the cave. Once he heard that still, small voice, guess what? He got some inspiration. But all the other chaos and all the other noise had to subside. He let that pass and he stood still and listened for the voice of the Lord. And that whole time, even think about this, folks. Even when Elijah was running from Jezebel, running for his life, and it seemed so foolish, some miracles were just performed, the prophets of Baal were just annihilated, and you would think that Elijah was so full of faith, so full of confidence in God and the power of God, that, but when he heard that Jezebel wanted to take his own life, he's like, whoa, I'm out of here. And he runs for his life. You know, even during that time, the Holy Spirit was making intercession for him too. Because he didn't know how to pray about that situation. He hadn't been in that situation before. You understand the concept here? That even us, when we are going through life and we encounter something and we feel like the Lord's been helping and blessing us and we're just rolling on, so to speak, and then all of a sudden something comes up and it's like, whoa, where did this come from? And you feel blindsided, so to speak. You realize the Holy Spirit is making intercession for us at that time. And I want to take this to another level. You remember when Jesus told his disciples, it wasn't just for them, it's for all of us too. But he said, I have prayed for you. You realize Jesus has prayed for us too. That our faith fail not. That we not lose out. That we not go astray and leave the Lord and just like, you know what? Just, I'm done. Jesus has prayed for us. You know, that's a comfort too. Because he was on this earth and he knows what it's like to be tempted. He knows what it's like to be forsaken by his own people and abused in all different types of ways. He understands that. But you know, there's another thing that I think sometimes we forget, and I mentioned it earlier about the, again, how the Holy Spirit works at times, that even when we don't know what to pray for, and maybe we stalled out on praying about a certain situation or a certain thing that we're needing, whatever it is, but that God, through the Holy Spirit, puts on other people's hearts to pray for us as well. You know, I've been the recipient of that, like months or years later. It wasn't like planned on my behalf, but I found out someone was praying for me right about the same time I was dealing with something. And I'm like, thank you, Lord. Because God answered my prayer and I didn't even know how to pray necessarily. But the Holy Spirit was interceding in my behalf and someone else was praying and inspired them to pray a certain way and to do a certain thing, and to where in the end, God truly answered prayer. And I'm like going, wow, thank you, Lord. The Lord had mercy and he was using others to intercede. But it's all still the Holy Spirit. You see how this works? It's still the Holy Spirit working and interceding for us. And I want to conclude with this one scripture this morning. It's in the same chapter in Romans 8. It says, Romans 8 and 31, it says, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Thank the Lord. Do you realize that the Lord is doing everything he can to help us to win, to make it to heaven? Yes, Satan is against us, and he's going to do everything he can to discourage us from even trying to pray. And even if we do pray, to be discouraged in our prayers or to blindside us. And we, you know, but whatever the case, God is doing everything he can through, as I mentioned earlier, through his word, through his scriptures, his promises that he's given us. Through the intervention of the Holy Spirit interceding for us, and Jesus on the right hand of the throne of God interceding for us. And then to think of the cloud of witnesses that have gone on before us, that Hebrews 11th chapter talks about, And the 12th chapter, that those that have gone on before us and they were faithful to the Lord. And that's an inspiration. And because they were human just like you and I, and yet they gained the victory. You realize that's inspiring. And there were times where I know they were like scratching their head saying, I don't see it. It's like this black piece of construction paper on the front of this. It's like, I don't see what's going on. It doesn't make sense. But yet the Holy Spirit is interceding saying, you know what? You got a connection here, and you got another one here, and you got another one there. And then at times we see how the Lord has been working. And that inspires us further. And then again, something else will come up and we're blinded from it. And we don't see, we know what's going on, Lord. Folks, let's take courage. That no matter what cycle we're in, so to speak, or what stage or phase that we're in, just remember that the Holy Spirit is always there interceding for us. Because the scripture says again, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? If God is on our side and we choose to stay on His side, folks, we're going to win. By His power and His grace, we're going to win because He's doing all these things in our behalf, trying to inspire us, trying to show us things, reveal things to us, and help us and assist us along through life where we don't see how it's all working together. But as the scripture says here, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. So all these things that we're encountering right now, God is working those for our good. Okay? Though it may not feel like it, it may not look like it, and it feels like our prayers, it's like, well, I don't see how this is changing anything. Folks, don't give up. Don't forget that the Holy Spirit, even at our weakest times, that's what the scripture says here, that He helpeth our infirmities, our weakest times, the weaknesses that we have. God is saying, I'm still here to help you. I haven't forgotten you. You're still my child. I still love you. I still have a plan for you. I'm still trying to make some connecting some dots in your life, so to speak. So don't give up now. Thank the Lord. We have someone on our side. God is always on our side. If God be for us, who can be against us? Thank the Lord for that promise and that reminder. You pray for me, I'd be faithful. Amen.